USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is debating a massive new stimulus bill to help deal with some of the economic fallout from the coronavirus outbreak. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic measure includes more money for cash-strapped states and local governments. The bill is expected to pass in the Democratic-led House, but as far as the Republican-led Senate, Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News,
"It's not a serious or mature effort to legislate. It's dead as fried chicken in the Senate. It's dead as fried chicken with the American people once they find out what's in it."
President Trump is calling the development of a coronavirus vaccine Operation Warp Speed. Speaking at the White House, the president says this effort is an historic partnership between the federal government and private sector. Trump adding he hopes to see the vaccine by the end of the year, if not sooner. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.